You're listening to the Audacity to Be Ambitious podcast, where we talk all things life, women, and ambition. And I'm your host, Jess, the life coach. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Inspiration to Action series, my podcasting and audiobook hybrid, where I read to you, We Can Do Extraordinary Things, my new fancy book that's now available on Amazon. So stick around and listen to all the lessons I learned on my way to extraordinary. Chapter 18, Processing the Change. During and after settling into who you're becoming, you'll become increasingly aware of the change you create around yourself. As you align yourself with this new self-perspective and lifestyle, you will be presented with a new and shiny set of choices. And yes, you'll have thoughts about those choices. The thoughts never stop. Let's just get that. The thoughts just, they never stop. You can remain ahead of the curve, though, in the evolution of your higher self by being aware of how you're going to process any and all change that happens around you, while being double aware of the thoughts you're having about it. You're gonna have to excuse me because I don't have a fancier word for that one yet, so we're just gonna stick to double aware. What happens next is about intentionally choosing what pieces of change you want, accepting it into your life, and deciding how you want to feel about it. Change can happen in many ways, and I want to give you a better idea of what change can look like during personal transformations. So hang tight while I call out about 90% of the women listening to this podcast or reading this book. You may or may not experience any of the following: overall health increases, mood boosts, energy increases. You might experience weight loss. You might experience weight gain. Your finances might increase. The relationships you value will become deeper and more meaningful. You will begin to see people you've known and loved your whole life in a different way. You could become more ambitious. People in your life will have thoughts and opinions about the changes that they see or hear about you. People will begin to say things like, "You've changed. I miss the old you. Oh, you're too good for us now. I miss the friendship that we used to have." Or, you know, a combination of some or all of the above. You'll walk differently and you'll talk differently. You'll dress differently and your style might even evolve into something else entirely. And if you haven't already, you'll likely chop all of your hair off or dye it a different color you've never been brave enough to do before. The way you take care of your home will change. The way you take care of yourself will become more defined and deliberate. Your habits and rituals will begin to strengthen and evolve to support the new lifestyle you've created. Your social life will look totally different. Your personal time will be spent differently. There will also be people in your life, professionally and / or personally, who either begin to distance themselves from you or try to make you feel guilty about leaving them behind because they can see you moving forward. Now, I promise you at some point, the thought will enter your mind to try and downplay your success. You'll definitely feel tempted to dim your own light a little bit in order to make others feel more comfortable. Don't do it. Okay? Okay. With the variety of ways that our lives can change drastically, there's only one key factor that can determine the quality of your life afterwards. And no surprise by now that it's managing your mind, people. In order to be committed to being aware of what's going on in your mind, as we've been talking about this whole damn time, it includes any and all moments of your existence. Like leaving nothing out. As long as you're alive and your eyes are blinking and you're not hooked up to a machine in the hospital, you're having thoughts in your mind about everything. On average, 60,000 a day. Okay? So this remains the supporting factor in the idea that self-work never ends. Your mind was full of programmed thoughts and byproducts from the life that you lived up until you decided to change things. You know, before you became acutely aware that you were in charge of creating your results and what goes on in and outside of your mind. You know, that whole thing. So I'm sure you get it by now that we're always becoming. But if we don't remain vigilant about our awareness and our thoughts, we might not be happy with who it is that we become. Honestly, that's what most of us are undoing in this very moment. We can spend a lot of time becoming and unbecoming in a vicious circle. The commitment to remaining aware of what's going on inside of your brain is foundational in curating our lives. Anything can happen at any given moment, and your brain will absolutely slip back into those old thought patterns if you let it. Trust me, I've been there. Remember, that's why I wrote this book. Our brains have evolved to conserve energy while choosing the easiest thing to do at all times. As you're processing the change in your life and continuing to, you know, hold true to the commitment of your awareness, then there's this in-between stage where you will see thought patterns from the past present themselves to you out of nowhere. But trust me, it will happen. It's like predictable text in a Google search. Sometimes our brains are just way off. It tries, and that's cute and all, but while it's just as capable of coming up with new and powerful thoughts that serve us, it also remains a portal to the thoughts that scare the shit out of us too. Oh, and here's another fun thing. This is the same brain that lets us put the milk in the cup cabinet. She cannot be left alone. I once heard that we have to stand guard to the door of our own mind. Without doing this, anything and everything can and will come in. Think of the Mentos commercial, right? If we're hanging on to that bad boy 15, 20 years later, what the hell else subliminal things could we be hanging on to, and how much are they stopping us? Your brain is so cute and independent. And listen, she just doesn't think that she needs your help, Mom. But in all reality, this bitch needs training wheels and is not allowed to be alone with scissors. When you combine that with the concept that I was taught in my life coach certification, a belief is a thought that you think over and over again, you begin to realize how vulnerable our brains become. In the end, they are just squishy little ladies that are susceptible to believing the thoughts that we simply repeat around them. This is why humans join cults. This is why people can believe anything. This is how misinformation spreads. When it's constantly immersed around us in our environments, even when we're not looking for it, but we're not doing anything to change it, it gets in deep. And that directly affects our growth and success. Have you ever thought of how you can process the change that is around you? Ever seen old thought patterns come and go without doing anything about it? That, in and of itself, is extraordinary and is exactly why this book isn't only for female entrepreneurs. This is the one life that we have control over, not anyone else or what they say or think about us. We get to control one thing on this earth, and that is the way that we think about ourselves. Strengthen the skill of holding yourself responsible for how you think about yourself and how you make yourself feel regardless of what anyone else has said. Doing this, despite what you might perceive in the mirror, will keep you in power. Utilize that power to create thoughts from your highest self and let those thoughts generate the emotion that you want to feel in this life. And may those emotions lead you to take massive action that will get you to your version of extraordinary. P.S. Curating your life involves 0% of what someone else thinks your life should be like and 100% of how you desire to experience it. Hey ladies, if you liked what you heard here, then you'll love The Collective. It's my exclusive monthly coaching program curated for real women who are ready to create real results in their lives. Get started at coachcurator.com/join, and I'll see you in Coach Curator Collective.
And don't forget to like, listen, and subscribe.